Biggs and Barr Show.
Crazy that this story is coming out today, because we actually just talked about both these cereals a few days ago. But I guess in the attempts to continue to get people to talk about them, Kellogg's is bringing out a new line of cereal called Mashups.
Mashup!
All right.
It's the first one is a mix of Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops.
They're great!
In one bag.
Isn't that just the same taste, basically, with different colors?
What?
A little bit of fruity in it.
Yeah,
that's it.
Fruit Loops, yeah. Frosted Flakes are basically sugar, but they don't have, like, the attempt at the artificial fruit flavor of Fruit Loops.
And it's all, like, when you said mashup, I thought they're going to, like, combine
like
the
make,
flavors. Make a flake for, like, a Fruit Loop flake.
No, they've just mixed their two cereals together in a box for you, which you could do just by buying
two different boxes.
Sure.
Two different boxes. Yeah.
And probably get a better cereal.
My concern.
Maybe.
And this is a high concern.
Is it? You're concerned about this?
Like a high.
I am concerned about it. Is that the two types of cereal have very different milk absorption.
Yep.
Oh, that's true.
Ratios. And you're basically just going to have stones and mush. Like, that's what you're going to have. And your mouth won't know how to handle it. And there's going to be a lot of gum injuries.
But maybe.
Oh, this is mush. No, there's a diamond in here.
Maybe that will allow you to enjoy the taste of Frosted Flakes for a longer period of time, because you're getting some of the taste, but you're still getting the texture that you desire with the Fruit Loops.
You're just getting mush.
But it wouldn't, because you'd be crunching on the Fruit Loops, but getting the taste of Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, but then you'd still have like
the taste of Fruit Loops.
The flattened Frosted Flake, like, unless you eat it in the first 35 seconds.
Well, because everyone knows
mixed
that.
Mixed in one thing, though, is what I'm saying. You're not
but it's still
going to
dissolve. It's going to mush.
The Fruit Loops wouldn't stop the Frosted Flakes from absorbing the milk.
No, I understand that. But you could still get the taste of the mush.
Yeah, stop talking about the taste. All we're talking about is texture.
I know,
at the
but you're going to have the texture of the Fruit Loops in your mouth, but you might have the taste of the Frosted Flakes, so it wouldn't matter that it's mush.
Yeah, of course it would.
I think you've lost your mind.
What are you talking about? No, it's not going to matter that it's mush.
It will matter that it's mush.
Yeah.
When you pour yourself a bowl of Frosted Flakes, you know you have to eat that in 60 seconds.
100%.
But you don't. You can't eat a bowl of Fruit Loops in 60 seconds because you'll mangle your mouth.
Yeah.
So.
But it won't matter.
What do you mean it won't matter?
It's a combination.
That's like saying if I mix dog poop in with your corn that you eat at dinner, it's got the corn. Corn still feels like corn.
Yeah.
But you just mix with dog poop.
You won't even notice the dog poop.
You won't even feel it. That's what you're telling me right now.
Not even close to what I'm telling you right now.
That's the same thing.
First of all, we're talking about two things that are delightful to eat.
Yeah, maybe dog
flavor wise.
Yeah,
terrible
example.
As was corn.
Could have used corn and like hummus or something.
No.
You
use corn and something crispy.
No.
No, because the
corn's
crispy.
The crispy part.
Corn is crispy?
It's firm. It doesn't lose its firmness. It's not like asparagus that will go soggy after a while. Corn stays corn.
Yeah.
Just like Fruit Loops stay Fruit Loops.
Okay, so fine. You're mixing corn with hummus. You'll get the texture of the corn.
Right.
But the taste of the hummus.
But a big spoonful of mush. No one eats hummus with a spoon.
Yeah, but you're not going to get those are awful examples.
Oh, it's exactly.
You're not
going to
get a spoonful of mush with the cereal.
A great example.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I don't even eat cereal.
Yeah, I don't care. I haven't eaten cereal
in
40 years.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Well, 30.
In a while.
Yeah. So, good luck, kids. Hope your parents have patience for you when you're crying because your mouth's bleeding.
Yeah. Just don't try honeycomb. You have to go to the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's already mixed with razor blades.
<It's already.
laughs> The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, way back in, about 8-9 weeks ago, they told us that we shouldn't wear masks. And then this week they said they recommended we wear them.
Mm.
And now they've changed their wording. The public health authorities are now encouraging us to wear a mask when physical distancing is not possible. So there you go. There's your new word for Friday. Summer camp operators say the provincial government had no choice but to close overnight camps for the summer. Sort of makes sense. Hard to keep everybody distant when they're bunking together.
Yeah.
So some summer camps will probably close forever, or at least for a few years.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
Bunking. No, that was worse. That was terrible on its regular.
Bunking.
Bunking?
Yeah. Bunking. Yeah. Yeah. Go to the bunkhouse. Oh, I could just picture it. I can smell it.
Yeah.
It smells like pee and bleach.
And wood.
Yeah. And old musty wood. Yeah.
It depends how old the kids were. Like if they're in like grade 8 and they're not wearing deodorant.
Yeah.
Oh, and it stinks like weird sweat.
Yeah.
It's probably a good thing they're closing them.
Yeah.
But if you think you have things bad here in Ottawa right now, you know, having to stay home or 6 feet away from people or and being encouraged to wear a mask, officials say that locusts, deadly flooding, and COVID-19 will pose a triple threat to the millions of people across East Africa.
Oh.
They've announced a $500 million program for countries affected by the historic desert locust swarms.
Jeez.
Some countries in East Africa haven't seen such an outbreak in 70 years or so.
Do we just accept that the end times are here?
Yeah, and they were right.
You know, pack your stuff.
Yeah. The added threat of COVID-19 makes it even worse for the region that already was home to about 20% of the world population of food insecure people. That means they starved to death.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a nice way of saying people
food
starved.
Insecure.
Food insecure.
What?
Excuse me, sir. Are you food insecure? Well, at least they have locusts to eat now,
right? I don't know what to eat.
Can you eat the sand or the
grass? Right. Yeah, I am food insecure. I can't make this decision.
So as I walk around my yard on Sunday when it's a little bit humid and there are a few bugs like mosquitoes, maybe some black flies around.
Right.
I will think of the people across East Africa with nothing to eat, COVID-19, and a 70-year high swarm of locusts.
And there's always the chance that one of the different groups could get angry and go murder everybody in another group, too. Yeah. I mean, that could happen anytime also. So your black fly situation.
Yeah.
Pretty handleable.
I just bought some mosquito coils yesterday, so I'll be fine.
There you go. Yeah,
and
nice.
Some off.
Oh, look at you.
They make it smell nice now.
Really?
I didn't know that. Yeah. No, yeah, yeah.
It's like a fruity perfume.
Really?
Yeah, I don't mind it. They still make the other one. You can still get the other one.
That classic bug smell. Yeah.
That hits harder. The classic bug smell with like fire smoke from the campfire.
Oh, sure.
Oh boy, what a smell!
And it gets in your eyes.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Good times.
I do have some good news. Oh. You like sun. Today is going to be sunny and apparently 29 degrees.
That kills you too, though.
And that tomorrow sunny and 24. And then Sunday, mix of sun and cloud and 28, but a little bit of humidity. And then next week is like a lot of rain. But don't worry about that. You got a good weekend ahead.
Yeah.
You never know when the locusts are coming.
We'll
celebrate. Right now it's 10, and that's the latest.
The Biggs and Barr Show. On 106.1 Shay.
Hey, we be the Biggs and Barr Show. Good morning to you. We got a drunk podcast coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And I do have something we should talk about later in the show, Jason.
Sure.
Did you see the announcement of a parallel universe? That there is a parallel universe?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Can we go to that one instead of having this
I don't
world?
Know. I don't know if it's better.
Oh, let me write that down.
Another story that's been swept under, ignored by the rest of humanity. Hey, aliens exist, and there's a parallel universe. Yeah, but I got this cough.
Yeah.
That's really the world right now. It's amazing.
It is, yeah.
But we'll talk about that too.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We do a feature on Fridays we call Drunk Podcast. It's where Jamie finds a discussion we had on the show earlier in the week and slows it down. Not pitch it down, slow it down so we sound hammered.
We find it amusing.
Yeah, because a lot of the conversations we have are pretty random and some of them sound exactly like drunk.
So random.
Drunk conversations. So what's today's topic?
About being blind.
Oh, okay.
About being blind.
And a certainty that Jason Barr has
discovered about being blind. Okay.
Before anyone gets upset.
Right.
It's the truth. Like, you can't.
Yes, it is. This is not a made up thing.
I'm making fun of blind people.
No.
But, all right.
You ready?
I don't remember why we were talking about blind people, but.
Okay.
But here's the conversation.
What would you do if you only had 100 blinks left before losing your vision.
I'd tape my eyelids open and get some drops.
Drops?
To put in.
How do you, like when you're, how do you sleep?
I'd have to engineer some.
You only get 100 sleeps.
Yeah, I don't know. Or I guess I'd be blind.
Yeah, I would go blind.
100 blinks, eh? Just be like, hey, good luck, everybody.
Tef, I don't even know if I'd make it home.
I'm gonna you blink can't 100 drive.
Times. No, I'm going to.
No.
Yes, I know.
No, if you're blind, you're not allowed to drive.
Yay.
That's one I know.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, I know
that
for
I
sure.
Know.
If you are blind, you will not be granted a license.
If there's some things that are up in the air for you, it might be some gray area, but
that I know for sure. If you are blind, you are not allowed to drive.
You wouldn't know it by the driver on the 417.
Wow. No, that's true. But they're just stupid, not blind.
Yeah.
Are you sure you can't get lost?
Yeah, I'm positive. Okay. If you're blind, they won't give you a license.
Wow. Solid ending.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, I mean, we learned something today.
Facts.
Yeah.
I don't know if we learned it. I think we should have known.
Well, somebody might have learned it, I'm saying. Yeah. When I say we, I mean the collective, everybody All who's right. listening to this currently.
Man, am I Wheezy McGee.
Yeah.
Yep. A little bit.
Jeez.
No, your laugh always sounds worse. I wish that's exactly how you laugh. I really do.
Good right. Lord.
Well, yeah. You
know, the Biggs and Barr Show.
And celebrities, they're cutting hair. They're cutting their own hair. They're cutting their spouse's hair. Not a surprise. A lot of you are doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of you aren't making a television special out
no.
of it.
No.
And people will watch it.
Will they?
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, CBS, is it? Yeah, they're doing a special called Haircut Night in America. It's going to feature celebrities cutting their own hair.
With guidance from stylists.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, when they say celebrities.
Yeah, who are the celebrities?
Well, Jerry O'Connell is hosting it with his wife, Rebecca Romijn.
Oh, John Stamos' old wife.
Yeah, yeah. And
she's married to Jerry O'Connell, eh?
I guess so.
Yeah. I know that.
Yeah. Anyways, so celebrity again. Yeah, right? Loose
yeah,
term.
Yeah.
Also featuring Kelly Osbourne.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I thought she always cut her own hair.
Lindsay Vonn.
That's Ozzy's daughter, Kelly Osbourne, by the way.
Yeah. Do you know who Lindsay Vonn is?
The skier.
Yeah.
Used to be KK Subban's fiance.
Oh, really?
He's in it too. He's
I
in
thought,
it too.
Didn't she was getting.
Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
I believe so as well.
I was trying to think of a golf analogy that wasn't rude, but I couldn't.
Getting wood.
The driver.
Getting
yeah,
wood.
Getting, like, yeah, getting
some tiger.
Who else?
That's it.
That's it, eh?
Some frontline care workers.
Okay.
Sure.
The press release says, with the majority of salons and barbershops still closed while America's shelters in place, many increasingly hairy people are missing their regularly scheduled salon appointments. And now I can't even read it without being bored.
Right.
And now more than ever, need expert advice on how to rein in their unruly manes.
Boy.
You know, I heard yesterday, and I didn't even realize this was a thing.
Yeah.
There are rogue barbers
Black
going
market
around.
Barbers.
Black
yep.
market barbers.
Black market barbers.
If you search on even Kijiji in Ottawa here, you will find people, some people posting that they would like haircuts and will pay top dollar for them. And then other people who will go around to your house.
To your house.
And do it.
And do it, eh?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Who knew it was that
like it's not
much of a thing? Like, it's not even a necessity.
It's not even close to being important.
My neighbor shaved his head. He just
Well, that's easy.
F it. He just shaved it.
Sure.
Jamie, your wife has been cutting her hair forever.
Yeah.
We've commented on her skills a few times.
Yeah.
But that's not shocking to you.
No.
Hit or miss. Like, sometimes you get a good one.
Jason's the human chameleon. He just rolls it. He's had more looks that he doesn't care. He just grows it out.
I'm just trying to grow it out. It's hard now because it's at the... I mean, I look kind of like I have politician hair.
I like it. I like it.
But still, like curling up at the sideburn area around the ears.
Yeah.
And then my beard is just going crazy. It's like...
Do you guys...
It looks like a fire.
Now... If we can give you some behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah.
Our boss got a Flowbee.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's been trying to make us do something with the Flowbee for like a month.
But I'll be honest with you. I think it's a little irresponsible because I don't think you should be going around cutting people's hair.
No.
We couldn't figure out a logistical way to do it.
Yeah.
Because we were like, it's a funny idea. Let's offer people Flowbee haircuts.
Like a Flowbee's funny. And he actually went and bought one. I think he paid like $200 for it or something. Dumb. I didn't even know they made them still.
I didn't even know what it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Until...
Okay, if you don't know what it is, if you don't know, well, there may be some other people that don't know. Flowbee is like a hair cutting thing that sucks your hair up in a vacuum and...
It cuts it all the same length.
Yeah, same length. So, like longer than a razor, like a clipper.
Yes.
Longer than clippers, like on a number 4 setting, maybe.
It's, we just couldn't figure out a logistical way to do it.
No, because you'd have to clean it every time. Right. You'd have to have people out there. You'd have to make sure no one stole it.
Yeah.
Right.
Probably get stolen first time.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so, but apparently he was onto something. Like, this is, they're doing a celebrity.
It could have been us.
Yeah, we could have been getting all the attention for this.
My God. People will watch, though.
Well, absolutely they'll watch.
Well, you know
people
what?
People love celebs.
People also drink bleach. So, I mean...
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a show in the history of television I'd rather watch less than this one. I don't think there is. You guys can chew on that for a bit.
I watched the finale of The Masked Singer the other night because the internet was out.
Way better than that.
I don't know. It was pretty stupid. I commented to my wife. I said, this is why we have COVID-19.
Exactly.
The earth saw we had The Masked Singer and said, F it. That's enough.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of some people.
They have gone too far.
Ridiculous. And then the show after that, they play tag. Like American Gladiators. Tag. Yeah.
And what's it called, Jason?
Tag.
Tag?
Yes.
It's like parkour specialist.
There's a game called Tag?
Yeah, on television. Yes.
Come on!
No, I'm not. I'm serious.
I'm walking in the traffic later today.
Biggs and Barr Show. On 106.1 Shay.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us your questions, please. We'll answer as many as we can.
Do any of you guys have pets? Yep.
Yeah.
Soon I will have 14 of them.
All right. Yeah, because you're getting your chickens, too.
Yeah, in a couple weeks.
You have 3 dogs, a son, and a whole whack of chickens coming.
I have a cat.
Oh, you have a cat, too? I forgot about your cat.
I don't consider my son my pet. No.
I don't think you can consider your chickens your pets, either. I think they're more like employees. They're pets. Interns. They're interns. Pets.
Got to take care of them.
They're doing work.
They're the only useful pets because they'll give eggs.
Jason's been pretty nonchalant about the chickens. Like, we're like, well, I'll bring them in. We'll name them and everything. And he's like, nah, why would I name them? But I think you're going to be like one of those dads who doesn't want a dog and then gets a dog and loves him more than anything. I think you're going to love your chickens. I think you're going to be a supportive father.
I hope so. As long as they work out. As long as they give me eggs. If not, they're going to be stew.
I think we're missing a great opportunity on naming your chickens.
Well, we don't have them yet. So
when we get them.
You can name them.
They're all females, right?
Yeah.
Mm. We can still name one Jackass, though.
No, I don't like that name at all.
I don't know why you don't like that name.
It's a stupid name.
Somebody named Glennis, that's pretty much the same as Jackass.
I don't mind Glennis. Glennis is a nice name.
She's
a
very
person.
Nice human being. Yeah. I really like Glennis, but her name is two names combined, and so is Jackass. So,
what is it two names combined with?
I don't know, Glenn and Janice?
Your name is two names combined, too. It's Chris and Topher.
There's no one named Topher.
Yeah, there is Topher Grace.
His name is Christopher. He just goes by Topher because he's an idiot. How's his acting career doing? Not well because he goes by Topher.
Let me see how much Topher Grace is worth.
Worth way more than us. Anyway.
Are you guys going to do another charity hockey team once this is all over? Yeah, we
hope
to. Yeah, we'd like to.
I'm not too old.
would you rather be able to speak every language or play every instrument? Instrument.
I want to play the instrument.
Yeah.
Speak every language, probably.
Yeah, it would be way more useful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although playing every instrument would be fun, you couldn't do it all at one time.
If you were to guess what Topher Grace's net worth would be, what would you say?
$23.5 million.
I'd say in like the $10 to $15
million. $10 million. Really? Yeah. I thought it would be...
he hasn't done anything. What's he done?
That 70s show. That's all he needed to do.
That
he
and
did some movies.
In Good Company. That's the only one I know.
Oh. All right.
What phase are churches and bingo halls reopening? I mean, hopefully never. Like, what?
Yeah.
Those are both useless items. Turn them into something useful, sure.
Bingo is useful.
More than churches, yes.
It gives the elderly something to do. Fills up their day. They go, you know, gets them off the beaten path. Just herd them all into one building and give them something to do for a while.
If you could have a boxing match with one rock star, who would it be?
Only because I've heard, I've never had any experience with him, but you have, Jason.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to beat the snot out of Gene Simmons because he really seems like he's an arrogant
he is
jerk to everybody around him.
Yeah, I haven't had any personal experience with him, but
he talks
I do
like
know
a tough
story.
Guy, but he walks like a frail, brittle human. And
he's also like 85.
I know.
Now,
I still, that's the kind of guy I want to punch
you
in the face.
You would demo him,
man. Yeah,
I
would obliterate
you guys
him.
Met him.
I don't believe I met him.
I thought Jason had experience. I guess not.
I thought you both went and did an interview.
No, they asked us to
at
do
a
an
hotel
interview,
or
and
something
then
with
him. We didn't work out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, we were
scheduling.
Supposed to, yeah.
Yeah.
He was just pulling his normal Gene Simmons garbage. No offense to the band and the music. If you like the music, great. But he as a human, I've heard from multiple people, is just an absolute ass.
Yeah, no, I don't know any rock star I'd want to punch, I guess, or fight.
And he talks like he's tough. There's nothing that makes me angrier than guys over the age of 70 who talk like they're tough. Like, you're not tough anymore. You're 70.
You may have been. Yeah.
You can be tough for a 70-year-old. But really, I just got to bump into you and you're going down. Like, you can barely get in and out of your car. Like, what are you talking
70?
About?
70?
No. There was that story last week about that 73-year-old Marine or ex-Marine. Yeah. And someone broke into his house, and he just demoed the guy.
Yeah, that's true. I did see that.
Yeah.
But he doesn't probably talk tough. He's probably very reserved and very polite and not like super tough guy. Those are the guys you got to worry about. Guys that toughest guy. You know. So, anyways, Gene Simmons. You guys don't want to punch any rock star. You don't want to box any rock star.
I can't think of one that I would be angry enough to fight. You know me, Chris. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah, that's right. You are. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think Chuck Norris would still kick your ass. Probably.
I don't think so.
He's a TV fighter, but I mean, probably.
I don't think so anymore.
But Chuck doesn't talk tough. He's one of the most sweetest, most modest guys around.
Chuck Norris, you would probably be very polite and he'd be fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
He's pretty old now.
You think I could take him?
Yeah.
Like a healthy me?
Yeah, a healthy you. All right. Yeah.
What?
A healthy you and Chuck Norris in his prime. No, you would die.
He would throat you so quick.
Yeah, but his hands, is he over 70?
Yeah, he's pretty old now, isn't he? Or
Chuck Norris?
Wouldn't his brittle bones in his hands just turn to powder when he tried to hit me?
I think you misunderstand what happens to people when they age.
He's 80.
Yeah.
He's 80.
Yeah.
Come on.
I think you'd have a good chance.
I think I could beat 80-year-old Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Come on.
I think you'd have a good chance. I would, like a lot of people would bet against you, I'd bet on you, and I think I would win some money.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I think that's a good bet. And you know, I don't bet very often.
No, I know. I appreciate your support. Yeah. Jamie's still looking up, trying to find pictures to size up Chuck Norris to think if I could beat an 80-year-old man.
Looks pretty good for an 80-year-old.
Yeah, sure. But he's 80.
Yeah.
He probably walks real. I'm just saying, whatever. You know what? Okay, Chuck Norris can kick my ass. I don't care. What does it matter? That's it for another edition of Like Really.
It's an answer question time.
Fresh impression.
I'll tell you what.
What'd you do?
We had mad phones going on.
Mad phones.
From Precious. And then the screen went, because it's like a digital thing.
Yeah.
It blinked. And
dropped
all the calls
everybody.
Went away. And now it's empty.
So.
If you want to give it a try.
Yeah, try and get back in. Sorry if we hung up on you.
613-750-1061. We didn't do it on purpose.
We did not mean to hurt four people's feelings.
But
we need impressions. We got to call us with an impression.
It's either Doug Ford or Justin Trudeau's fault that the phone line did that, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Or the mayor.
Could be the mayor.
Yeah.
All right.
Whoever's in power on any level. Hi. Oh, that's an impression of you being an
a-hole. That was a great impression of a dial tone.
Thank you. That's our winner.
All right. Let's try again.
All right. Hi. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Let's do an AC/DC impression.
Great.
Sure.
Love
go ahead.
Hear
yeah.
It. Fire.
Awesome. All right. I'm not the boss. I'm the boss. I don't know what's going on. I got nine lives.
It's not bad.
Do you even know the words, or are you just making noises? Pretty sure you're just making noises.
All right. Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
Hold on.
He wasn't even listening.
No.
You're one to talk about lyrics. You don't even know songs have lyrics sometimes.
No, but I don't. You're right. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Another call.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. What a gorgeous Friday.
Yeah, it is.
Sure is.
Beautiful outside.
All right. You know SpongeBob?
We do.
No.
All right. Remember his laugh? Mm.
Remind us.
Sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Give me a sec.
One. That's very funny.
That's pretty good.
I do remember now.
All right. Hold on.
All right.
The other guy hung up.
The other guy hung up. You want to just give him? I don't think. It's fun.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Sure.
I'm
you
sure.
Win.
Yeah,
you win, man.
Congratulations, man.
Holy crap. That was the quickest contest ever.
Yeah, sure it was. Pretty fast. We hung up on a bunch of people, so we're jerks. But congratulations. You got yourself a slot in our secret sack draw, which we still don't know what it is, but I'm sure at some point between now and we die, we will.
And don't forget the prestigious spot on the wall of contest champions.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
Can't forget that.
Where your name will be listed in what font, Jamie?
Is it Comic Sans?
Plain.
Just plain text.
I have no idea what the font is.
I don't think there is something called plain font. But I think they all have
a name. The description, it just says, want your name on the list? Yeah, in plain font. Hold on, I don't know.
Plain font?
It is paragraph.
Paragraph. Okay.
Yeah,
there you
go.
Well, now you have something to tell your friends, too.
Yeah, look at that.
Awesome. Thank you very much, guys. It was fun to play.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate you calling.
Hang on.
We got to get your name.
I had forgotten that SpongeBob laughed like that. That made me happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were all clearly too old to enjoy SpongeBob.
I like SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Like in its prime? I think it wasn't it kind of for adults.
Yeah.
Was it?
You know, he lives in a pineapple under the sea.
I am aware of that. And a Squiggard? What was his buddy's name?
Squidward. Yeah.
What's wrong with Squiggard?
He's the bad guy, right? And Patrick?
He was the grumpy neighbor, right?
Patrick was the fun sidekick. He's a starfish.
But
a fat one, right? He was a big chubby starfish.
Yeah, he was a chunky starfish.
Was he a starfish?
Sure.
I thought he was like a face cloth.
No, I believe he's a starfish.
A face cloth? Why would he be a face cloth?
Like there's natural sea sponges. That's why he's called SpongeBob. But there's no natural face cloth that lives in the sea.
There's also not a guy living in a pineapple.
Well, you have to use your imagination a little bit. I think you, of all people, would have been someone who could do that.
A face cloth.
Until you brought up the face cloth under the sea. Is that like a knockoff SpongeBob?
Sponge Dave and his buddy. Frank, yes, the face cloth? Like, what are you watching?
Patrick Star.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
a starfish.
He's a pink starfish.
Yeah.
What, you were checking to make sure that Jason wasn't wrong?
I don't know why I thought he was a face cloth.
I could go with a burger now from the Krusty Krab, I could tell you that.
Yeah, that'd be all right. It doesn't even look like a face cloth.
Yeah, it does if you put your finger in it.
What?
If you put your finger in it?
Yeah, like...
You know, you've said some strange things through the years.
This is my strange... Like, look, if you're like this...
No.
Why?
Jamie's holding up a Kleenex, and he's put his finger in it and tried to bend it over, so it looks kind of like a ghost.
Like
he's trying to say it looks like Patrick from SpongeBob.
You're telling me you think Patrick from SpongeBob is a face cloth with a finger in it?
No, he's a starfish.
Instead of a starfish.
I thought he was.
Whose friend is a sponge.
Yeah.
And his other friend's a squid.
Right. And they live in a pineapple.
Yeah.
But I don't think we all live in a pineapple.
No, SpongeBob.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, you know.
I'm going to watch some SpongeBob later.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I will.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
You guys are saying there is
well,
a parallel universe? What does this mean? What is this you speak of?
There are some new articles out today saying that they haven't found one.
Oh.
So here's what happened. A report came out about an experiment by astrophysicists in the Antarctic. All right. Okay. They have an impulsive transient antenna. And it's a telescope that comprises of ratio antennas attached to a giant balloon that hovers over Antarctica. Okay.
So this parallel universe is cold?
No, no. This is just where they discovered it.
Okay.
So what it does is it's run, there's a multi-university consortium that runs it, whatever. So it measures, it's able to detect high energy particles called neutrinos. That come in from space.
They sound delicious. It sounds like a breakfast cereal.
It does.
Is this a joke?
No.
Because the neutrinos were like the people that came from space from the Ninja Turtles cartoons.
Okay. They're an actual
really?
Thing.
Okay.
They're high energy particles. They come in from space. Okay. It can spot them and it comes and bounces off the ice sheet in the Antarctic. Right?
Okay.
It bounces. So that's how they see it.
Are you sure it's not a cereal? Because Heinz makes ones called Nutrios.
I'm trying to explain this theory that you asked me about.
I just looked it up, though.
It's a parallel universe.
Okay.
Okay.
So anyway, so they
Heinz
come from
space. Cereals?
Yeah.
Wow. Continue, Chris.
Go on, Chris.
These neutrinos come from space and bounce off the ice.
Boing.
But instead, they discovered some that come out of the Earth.
Okay.
From the Earth's surface.
Like through the ice?
Yes, without any source. So that is what led them to have this
hypothesis.
Yeah, one of those things.
Yeah.
That there's a alternate universe, a parallel universe, and they're coming out of that parallel universe.
And what are they doing when they get here?
I don't know.
But they're just looking around. They're like, where are all the people?
Yeah.
This happened 3 years ago. They've been sitting on this information for 3 years.
Oh.
And after 3 years, there's no satisfactory explanation of how it happens, why it happens, or whatever. It was just a hypothesis that they have no actual backing on. So people are saying, yeah, there's no real, they just don't know what it is.
And even if there is, we couldn't get to it, right?
Not yet, no. Our science, this stuff is beyond our science so far.
Okay.
Like science doesn't really know.
Where's Stephen Hawking when you need him? He had to go up and die.
He's dead.
Terrible.
Oh, he's dead?
Oh, yeah.
But when he was here, he wasn't, I mean, he was sitting. It wasn't hard to find. Like, it's like he's a hard guy to track down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
So how do they get to parallel universe, though, from the neutron? I don't understand.
Because the only time they've ever seen these particles are coming towards the Earth.
And now they're going away.
And these are coming out of the Earth. And they're like, that's an impossible. I'm not sure that's the sound they make.
No?
You don't know?
So that's one of the theories, is that they were coming from another universe. A universe where time runs backwards.
Then how do they get to that? Like, I don't get this.
I'm not a scientist. I can't even say the word hypothesis.
I think they're just making garbage up.
I'm just reading things.
No, I know you are. I'm not yelling at you.
Yeah.
I'm yelling at you, but not...
You were yelling at me, but it's okay.
You know what I mean.
Okay, yeah. I didn't... Because I don't really understand the concept of parallel universe. Like, it kind of... is beyond my comprehension.
Me
so
too.
I looked it up.
Okay.
So it's a universe theorized as existing alongside our own, which makes sense. We knew that.
Yeah, right. Parallel.
Although undetectable.
Because I parked.
Undetectable.
It says, undetectable. So how would you know it exists?
Well, by current science methods, it's undetectable, but maybe they'll be able to figure out.
Now, in a fantasy or science fiction, it's a world conceived of as coexisting and having certain similarities to the known world.
So like the bizarro world.
Well, like Narnia. Like when they walk through the closet.
Why is it like Narnia?
I don't know. It's in a science world, or a science fiction world. Not
where lions talk and stuff?
Right, yeah. I mean, if that's what it was, it'd be kind of cool.
Wasn't his name Ass Man?
I don't know.
What was the lion's name?
I doubt it was Ass Man.
I think it was Ass Man. I'm going to look that up now. But anyway.
So nothing has been proven.
No, of course not. It's beyond their science. They're just saying this might be a sign of it. But we don't really know how to enter it, measure it, or do anything like that.
But you were shocked initially at how the world didn't seem to care.
Right.
Well, the two really...
Aliens exist.
The UFOs that the Air Force has said, yeah, we don't know what they were. And then this now, that there could be a parallel universe. Back to back, two massively transforming things for our planet if they are real. But this one, I'm not sure. The lion's name was Aslan.
Aslan, yeah. Not Assman.
Not Assman.
Yeah.
Aslan might be the name of the parallel universe.
Yeah, maybe.
Where everyone's heads are asses.
Oh, I think it's just a bunch of jerks.
No, because it's weird. It's like a...
it's switched?
Bizarro. Oh, yeah. We all have big ass heads.
talk out of our ass.
Someone say that's happening right now.
Yeah, yeah.
That is, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. So what have we discovered today? There's a parallel universe where people's heads are their asses.
Yeah.
And you thought the lion's name was Ass Man.
Yep.
Yep. That's what we found out.
That's, yeah. So, I knew it was close to that.
Yeah, it was close.
I read them as a child.
We have instant answer question time coming up. 762-555. You could always ask us questions, as you can tell by our discussion. Now we always have a good answer.
And by tradition, we will answer out of our asses.
There you go.
Which we call our faces.
The Biggs and Barr Show. On 106.1 Shea.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text anything you want, please. Any question, any topic, we'll answer it or discuss it. 762-555.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys take vitamin D?
No, I just go out in the sun.
I keep meaning to be that guy.
Take the vitamin D?
Like a vitamin-taking guy. Because I don't eat a lot of good things, so I'm like, maybe I should take some, not just D, but like B12 or like, you know.
You can't just willy-nilly take vitamins. You have to like take the right combination and stuff like that.
You can
take
just willy-nilly.
You could take that, but you just end up peeing most of it out.
Yeah, and there's been a few times I've like bought them and then taken them for like 3 days and then you forget and then never take them again. I don't know. So no, I don't often take the vitamin D, except for the sunshine. Besides the three of you, who should represent humans when aliens visit? Who's a good rounded, like
a well-rounded person that we know
of kindness and intelligence,
or we know of? We don't have to actually know them.
Jesus.
He's not here right now.
Yeah.
He's taking a break. He might come back, though.
He might come back with the aliens. Maybe that's who he's been hanging out with.
Yeah, I guess they're everywhere, right? Not just here on Earth.
Donnie.
Just going on an intergalactic party.
Donnie Trump.
Yeah.
No.
Well, we should represent everyone. Are you guys excited for the weekend? Do you have any plans?
Yeah.
I'm going to try and finish my chicken coop.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You got a lot of home projects going.
Yeah. You have some home projects.
A little bit, yeah. Oh,
your grass, your garden. Jamie,
yeah,
you're trying to build a fire pit, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Jamie's building a fire pit.
Mm-hmm.
So probably stuff like that. Get outside a bit, you know. Maybe do some barbecuing.
Yeah.
I'm running out of interesting things to barbecue. You guys got any ideas?
What, you mean like an exotic animal or something?
No, like you got your basics, right? Your steak, your hamburgers, your hot dogs, your pork, your chicken.
Yeah.
What is it?
What about some shrimp?
Yeah, I guess I could do some shrimp.
Some kebabs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that.
Got some...
You ever tried some asparagus on the grill?
Oh, sure, veggies, I'm good. I'm just like, what meat? Like, is there any meat? Okay. Like, that's not just like this basic
four.
What
about some lamb? Some lamb might be
nice.
Any
barbecue lamb?
Absolutely.
People barbecue lamb? Yeah.
Kidding
barbecue
me?
Lamb. Well, pork tenderloin. I love a good pork tenderloin on the barbecue.
Yeah, I don't mind pork, yeah.
Pork tenderloin.
You tried smoking something on it?
No, that's way too much.
Too much time for Chris.
It's easy.
But it's time.
Like, put it on, walk away.
Where am I going?
In your backyard, do other stuff.
How long do I got to walk away for?
Like hours.
It depends what you're smoking.
I know.
You can get a smoker box in there.
We're going to do what to her? What?
A smoking box.
Oh, a smoking
box.
It's
like a metal box. You put wood chips in, you wet them down, you let them smoke.
Ayo.
Someone said barbecue pizza.
Yeah, you could do that.
All right.
You got to be careful. You burn the bottom of it most times.
Do you guys think NASCAR is a sport?
Well, no. I think sport, no, I don't think it's a sport. Do I think it's a strenuous activity and competition? Yeah.
Yeah, a skilled activity. Yeah.
I've always wanted to go on the like a track.
Yeah, I did once.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it true? Like I've heard, like when you come to the corner, you think you're going up a wall and you're going to hit head first.
I wasn't going top speed.
No, of course.
Yeah.
Why do cyclists in this city detest bike lanes and paths instead insisting on being in the middle of the road?
Oh, it's not just in this city, friend.
Across the planet. Yeah,
that's a worldwide phenomenon right there.
There is a group. It's not all cyclists.
No. Nope.
But the problem is they stand out pretty often.
Like, there are people who ride their bikes to work. Great. Good for you. Get some exercise. Save the environment.
Even if you do it for recreation and you follow the driving rules.
Absolutely fine.
But there is an elitist group of cyclists that are probably the worst people on the earth. Mm-hmm. And we've run into them many times on this show.
Mm-hmm.
We have butt heads with the douche cyclists a whole lot of times.
They give everyone a bad name.
They do. Mm-hmm. The rest of you should keep them in check.
Yeah.
Because they are... Probably the most aggravating casual encounter constantly. Like, constantly. Four across lanes. You know what I mean? Like, just taking up whole country roads.
I just wanted to follow the rules.
That's it.
Stop at the stop signs.
Yes.
Stop at the lights.
Yep. Ride in the bike lanes when they exist.
Yep. If you're going to ride on the road, but you're coming up to a red light and you want to turn right, don't skip onto the sidewalk and cut a car off and pedestrians just so you don't have to stop. Mm-hmm. That's all.
You've made traffic such a headache by demanding all these bike lanes, and then you don't even use them.
Yeah.
Like, that's the most frustrating.
The ones that don't, of course.
Yes. Again, a small segment of the bike riding population.
Just like everything. Really? Like, the small amount ruin it for everybody.
Right. Are we good?
I'm great.
I think so. Lots of people giving barbecues.
Like a lot.
I know. Okay. Yeah. Well, we can do another break about barbecues.
We'll do a whole hour of that.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the weekend. It's Friday. It's sunshine.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
Let's talk about barbecuing, huh?
Sure.
Who wants some barbecue?
Hey, what's on the grill tonight?
There you go. That's it for another edition of
It's an Answered Question.
Hi there. We're the Biggs and Barr Show. This is Auto What. It's our trivia contest we do every day. We have 5 questions for you. You have 30 seconds to answer them. You can pass and come back, but your first answer for each question counts. And we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end.
We have Scott on the phone. He's very excited.
Hey, Skippy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Scooter.
Oh, yeah. Scooter, you're right.
Scooter, not Scooter. Skippy.
Sorry. Scott, you good at the trivia?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right.
Okay, Scott, your time will begin after I read the first question.
Okay.
What U.S. state is the Lone Star State?
Texas.
In what series of movies does Tom Cruise play Ethan Hunt?
Mission Impossible.
What athlete was featured in the documentary The Last Dance?
Michael Jordan.
What rail company is restoring service between Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal?
Via Rail.
What does NA stand for on the periodic table?
Sodium.
All right. Well, we have some extra time here. Let's just wait. Let's wait it out.
Wait it out. Makes Scott nervous. Okay. Make him sweat a bit.
That was very quick, Scott.
Wow.
So,
wow.
I mean, sometimes when you answer quick, you're right.
Great,
sometimes,
Scott.
Sometimes when you answer quick, you're wrong. But let's go over your answers, okay? Let's go over Scott's answers.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
Scotty.
What does NA stand for on the periodic table? You said sodium. You were right.
Wow, yeah.
What rail company is restoring service between Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal next month? You said Via Rail. You were right.
Wow. It's not Thomas?
No. What athlete was featured in the documentary The Last Dance? You said Michael Jordan. You were right.
There's a lot of athletes, but
he's the main guy, it was about his. Yeah.
In what series of movies does Tom Cruise play Ethan Hunt? You said Mission Impossible. You were right. First one was released 24 years ago
today. Isn't that crazy?
That is topical. And what U.S. state is the Lone Star State? You said Texas. And you were
right.
The stars at night are big and bright deep in the heart of Texas.
Yay! You won, Scott.
Scott, hey, I'm not a medical. Congratulations, buddy. You got yourself in the draw for the secret sack, and you're on our wall. I wish we had some cash, man, but, yeah. You know.
Well, you might win the secret sack.
Damn
you
COVID
know.
Times, right?
Yeah.
But congratulations, bud.
Thanks very much. Thanks, guys.
That was awesome.
All right, hold on. So that texter.
Kick rocks.
Yeah, who said that you wouldn't get more than two rights,
yeah,
Scott?
Yeah.
He Scott lit
rocks.
It up.
He kicked rocks big time. Yeah.
That was a great day.
That was awesome.
Awesome.
What a way to end the week, eh, boys?
I think we officially have to call him Great Scott. Now.
Great, yeah. Scott.
Great Scott. Great Scott.
Yeah, yeah, he was great.
Scott, do you like that nickname, Great Scott?
Sure, that's a...
Yeah.
Yeah, really, awesome.
I mean, saying he's great.
Okay, hold on.
What state was that again, the answer there? Yeah.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
All right, good times.
I get the jazz hands going for
that
one, man.
Yeah, it's true. You get the biffing and a bopping and the hopping and a stepping.
Hey, guys, we asked a question on the Facebook page.
Did we?
That says, name a word or phrase that people use that you can't stand, and we got an overwhelming response.
Great Scott on there.
So we're gonna discuss that coming up.
You didn't even ask.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We asked a question on Facebook, which got a ridiculous response. Something simple.
Sure.
Name a word or phrase that people use that you can't stand. And literally hundreds of comments.
Now, these are proper words, because there's a bunch of people mispronounce.
Sure.
Like,
well, some
like
of those.
My wife
those.
Says a few that.
Yeah. Like what? Come on, let's call her out what here right now. What's your wife say?
Succumbed.
What does that
succumbed?
Mean?
Succumbed?
Instead of succumbed.
Oh.
She says succumbed.
Yeah. Succumbed, and I'm like, that's not a word.
Like some people hate phrases like low hanging fruit, drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
That's dope. Yeah. Unless you're saying it like ironically or as a joke, that's dope is silly.
Yeah. The corporate phrasing stuff I can't stand. Like, let's circle back around on this or.
Let's throw it at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah. Blue sky thinking. All that garbage.
People who say seen in place of saw.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the same people who are determined the word loser is spelled L-O-O-S-E-R, yeah. Looser.
I've done that a few times.
Yeah, you've done that. You've texted that to me.
It is what it is.
What's wrong with that?
It is.
It is what it is, though.
I'm just reading
what it is.
What people are saying.
That's a macho hater right there.
You can call in and let us know if you have anything, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Jason.
613-750-1061. Someone hates when someone says use guys.
Well, sure.
Yeah, the over-essers.
Irregardless, not a word.
Irregardless. Yeah. What is the word?
Regardless.
Just regardless.
Just regardless.
There's no irregardless?
No. Not a word.
Here's a... Patrick has a few phrases he doesn't like at all, like, I like my steak well done. I'll have a Coors Light. And pass the ketchup. He doesn't like any of those things. That's fine. I'm not judging, just reading. Love you to the moon and back. Fam jam.
Yeah. Who says love you to the moon and back and isn't joking?
Lovey-dovey.
I don't know.
A 1940s ballad? Like, what? Who's saying
love you to the moon and back? Fam jam.
Yeah, I don't know.
My bad.
What if there's two that my wife says because she can't pronounce them. For some reason, her brain can't line them up properly. Like, she says pilgrimage instead of pilgrimage.
Okay. How often does that word come
up?
All the time now because I try to make her say it all the time.
Like, what, are you going to make a pilgrimage to Costco? Yeah. Like, how often does
not
that
often.
Come up in general phrasing?
It doesn't.
And what does she say? Pilgrimage? No.
No, pilgrimage.
Pilgrimage.
Okay.
But it's funny. It doesn't make me mad. It makes me, it's adorable. So I try to bait her into questions where the answer is pilgrimage all the time.
How often does that work?
It's not often. Not often.
People that say Pacific instead of specific.
Who says
like
that?
Like on purpose?
Also the words ointment, phlegm, and moisture.
Nah,
ointment is a gross word.
We got to call Jason?
No, yeah, let's see. Let's see if someone's got something to contribute here. Contribute. Hi, good morning.
Hey, it's not so much a phrase as it is so much when people say stuff like cousin or across the street.
What?
Yeah, some people are just inbred, I guess. I don't know.
Across the street?
Yeah. Oh. You can't tell me that I'm the only person that's heard this.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that.
Who are you hanging
that?
Around with?
Yeah.
Where?
Dummies, maybe? I don't want to talk about it, okay?
Okay, it's fine.
Well, thanks for calling. You have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Yeah.
He's probably calling from Smith Falls.
Yeah, could be. There's some nice places in Smith Falls.
If you want to, yeah, next year. If you want to contribute, we gotta have it. We have to have a kick town. Every area's got a kick
town. Yeah, sure.
I mean, why can't we just start kicking Smith Falls?
Adulting, baby daddy or baby mama.
Yeah.
What you, you don't like mama,
mama
bear.
Mama bear. Mama bear.
Yeah.
Just because it's so overused.
I'm a mama bear.
Yeah. Don't mess with mama bear.
Fake news.
Yeah.
Someone hates the phrase, have a good one.
What?
Jesus. Take it easy, Tim.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll be okay.
Yeah. Have a good one, Tim.
Yeah. Just have a good one.
Have a good one.
Right. Everyone loves Shay's new morning show.
F*** off, you f***ing ass.
Well, except that guy. The Biggs and Barr Show, weekday mornings on Shea. And after the show, listen for a two-hour rock ride.
That guy still makes me laugh.
I love that guy.
So angry. Yeah. Listen, we have instant question time coming up.
You can text us any question you like to 762-555. And remember, it's Friday, so you got to get your questions in because we won't have another one till Monday.
We, thanks, Jason. We do a little pre-question.
Sure.
Who sings the Oklahoma song?
It's in the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, Oklahoma. So I don't know the character's
name.
Whoever sang Roger
that.
Or Hammerstein probably wrote it.
I think they wrote it. Yeah, I don't think they sang it.
No.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's Hammerstein.
You think Hammerstein? Yeah. Put the hammer down!
Yeah, Roger was a wet noodle. Hammerstein was the one who brought it.
The wind comes sweeping down the plain.
You know, there's
sounds
a segment.
German. You can hear where the wind
sneaks
it in there a little bit.
There's a segment of the listening audience here, Shay, that hates when we do that. And I'm beginning to be on board with them.
Hates when we do what?
The okay.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
I prefer the Texas one.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
Yeah, I like that one.
You can't resist that one. The Oklahoma one, I mean, we've played it maybe one too many times, maybe.
Did you leave your brain in the bathroom?
No, I sympathize with the people who are irritated by that now. You know, I get it. We don't have to like everything.
We can move past it. Mm-hmm. We have to a bigger state. Called Texas.
Yeah.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
Speaking of Texas, Chris, you can text us at 762-555, and we will answer your questions right and ready on the pronto.
Get him in.
I may punch myself in the
face. Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad you recognize that. It's needed right now.
Hello.
It's
the Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shea.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
We're going to start with a statement, Jason, not a question.
Sure.
In direct, whatever. My morning is not complete without Oklahoma. The Texas one is also great. So your attitude towards Oklahoma.
I just sounds getting a little tired of it. I know I don't speak for everyone. That's all right. I didn't tell you to stop playing.
Just,
it.
Just.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Pro tip for you guys, sent in by a texter. The singer of that song is Gordon McRae. The texter knows this because his mother or her mother had the album.
Wow. Okay?
So there you go.
Nice.
That's Gordon McRae singing Oklahoma.
Why do you hate religion so much when you said churches reopening does not matter? We don't hate religion.
Well,
I don't hate it.
I don't hate the concept of religion.
I like the concept that if it makes you a better person for doing better things for the world, be all about it. But if it makes you not...
Right.
Which it does for a lot of this planet.
A lot of people think they can act like garbage all week and then just go to church on Sunday and it's all fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people have died.
And well documented. It has killed more people
than anything else in the world.
Than it has saved. So
than anything. You know. People murder each other constantly.
If you're
over
a nice person and that's what you like to do, have at it, man.
And there's no proof of any of them, so it is a faith thing. Yeah. But you can't get mad at somebody else for having faith in something that's different than you. That neither of you have proof exists.
Right.
And that's the. I come from a very religious family. My father was almost a priest, actually, before he decided not to.
Believe what you want.
And I love my dad more than anyone in the world. My dad is one of the greatest people alive. And he uses religion for good. So, I mean.
But all it is a belief, right?
That's it. And you don't need church to believe in God.
No.
Really?
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Whatever gets you through it.
Yeah. But hey, if it makes you better and happy and actually turns you into a better person, please do it all day, every day.
Please do it. What's your best gardening advice? Hire somebody.
Yeah,
gardening sucks.
Yeah. I would actually, I really like the art of good gardening and good, like, you know, when you see a garden that's like,
oh, it's amazing.
Like with flowers pristine, and stuff. Like, you know, and everything's cut right in the rocks.
Oh, right. Sure.
You're just like, wow.
It looks nice. Sure.
If it was all at, like, my chest level, I would really, I think I'd really get into it.
Oh, you need raised gardening beds.
It's too, I need everything like up over here. I can't do it. It's too low.
You're not good with low work.
I don't do low work. I don't paint baseboards. I don't do low work. I don't. Get out of here.
Morning, gents. Big fan of the Pasty Jamie show with Biggs and Barr.
Ah, nice. Yeah,
How much sleep do you guys need to get up and be ready for 5:30? A
couple hours.
Yeah, a couple hours. That's it. Depends on the day.
Mounds of cocaine we do before the show every day really help us. We don't need a whole lot of sleep. Have you ever had your identity stolen? Sort of.
Yeah, kind of.
I was held hostage.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy hacked into our,
like, a year ago.
The show's Instagram page, and then, which was connected to all my stuff because I just started all of it. So they got my email, my PayPal.
My Facebook,
a bunch of stuff, because I used the same password for everything back then because I was a dummy. And they held me ransom for a $15 data package.
$15, eh?
Because I charmed them. Because most people, and then they reached out and said, hey, I got your stuff. And I was like, oh boy.
You're a charmer.
I was actually house shopping in Ottawa.
Yeah.
While that was happening. But
he was very reasonable, wasn't he? Like, he left
because
voice recordings.
Because I was just like, dude, just listen, I don't have time for this right now. Please, can you just give me it back? I'll give you whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. There was nothing. I wasn't. I think he also searched through this stuff and realized that I didn't have, like, any naked pictures of my neighbor.
Right.
Like, so there was, I had nothing he could blackmail me with, really.
Good thing you deleted them then.
Yeah, thank God, because Steve just wouldn't stop sending them.
Yeah.
But, I gave him, I bought him a $15 phone data package through some company in the Middle East, which was shady in itself. I probably funded terrorism, but he gave it all back, like, right away. He gave it back before I bought him the package.
Yeah, he did.
Really? Well, that was nice.
Yeah, he said, look, I'll give it to you, but if you don't mind buying this stuff, paying for this, I need data for my phone. And I was like, yeah, dude, if you give me it all back right now, I will buy you a $15 data package. And he did it, and so I bought it, just so that he didn't come back.
Great.
And
you were a man of your word. He was a man of his word.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, so there you go.
Here we are.
So if there's a Chris Biggs who lives in a palace somewhere in Turkey, it's not me. I check my credit every day, though.
I bet you would,
every day. Since every day I check it.
Did you call someone and give them the heads up?
I called some people.
Okay, good.
The right people.
That's what I mean. Not like your brother.
I didn't call my old neighbor Steve and say, hey, Steve, enough of the naked pictures. Yeah. But my identity was hacked. So, yeah.
All right. Well, that does it for us, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Okay.
Have an enjoyable weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Wear sunscreen.
Yep.
What's the UV index going to be at you?
Oh, I have no idea. I expect it would be high.
Yeah.
Although with that ozone layer being, what do you call it?
Oh, fixed.
Fixed? Repatriated?
It's not repatriated.
I don't know.
It's just repleted?
I don't know. Because
it was depleted, right?
Yeah. Is it repleted?
Is it repleted?
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you, Jason.
Sure.
Before we go. Is it going to be hot as the beautiful state of Texas?
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
The UV index will be 8 or very high.
All right. So, yeah.
It's already 18 outside.
Sure is.
Hot damn!
Yes. Hot damn.
It's Friday.
For yeah. Friday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Play safe, all right? And keep your social distancing going and all the wear your mask if you got one. And, yeah. Keep the eyeball licking to a minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feel the good vibes.
What?
I don't have a catchphrase.
Yeah, I don't. Bye-bye.
This is Z-H-E-Z. Ottawa, home of the Biggs and Barr Show, weekday mornings, 106.1.